I'll sleep on it.
Yeah, but I'm with you're
I'm planning on
you've not only have you thought about it, you've been in the process of thinking about it for some time now.
What
you
was say, that I was thinking about?
Well, what it doesn't make a difference. You say I. You say yes. You say, did you think about that? You say yes. Well, yes,
I've given some thought.
And I've.
I forgot about
it. No, that's right. But I've given some thought. And so you've given it some thought. You've been what about it? You've been
thinking about it.
Would you say that in a sentence?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay. And a person lives in a what? Dwelling where a person lives.
It's a home.
Or a...
apartment.
Yes, but you might call it a home, but you might call it something else. You know, it's the most common word used for it.
House.
Okay. And the plural of that, two of them, would be two. One house, two.
Two-story house.
Or two. Two separate ones. You have one house.
Two houses.
Oh. Okay. And how about these buildings? You have maybe three separate entrances on the street. Three people live in the building, three different families live in the building, and they all own the building together. What do you call that?
Co-op.
Okay. Any other name for it?
Can't think of it right now, but what the heck do they call them? What do they call them? I can't
think. You were thinking about buying one once, remember?
Yeah, and I can't think of what they call it right now.
Okay, well, we'll come back to it. This, you call a building like this a what?
Two flat.
And if there were three levels, you'd call
three
it...
three flat.
And what's the difference between... another name, how about these big buildings down the corner? What would you call it, the building down the corner?
Those are apartment buildings.
Okay.
And that other was a townhouse, I believe.
Yeah. What's the difference between an apartment building and a flat? In your mind.
Flat is owned by an individual party. Apartment building is owned by an individual also, but there's many more apartments.
Oh, you'd say more than three families then would be an apartment.
Right.
Three families, or... the largest outbuilding on a farm is called the what? The largest.
Barn.
And the a building for storing corn. On a farm.
Silo.
And a building for storing other grain. It's for grain then.
For grain.
Yeah.
I wasn't brought up on a farm.
Okay, all right. How about the upper part of the barn? You know what that's called?
Hayloft.
And the out in front of your house, the place where people walk?
It's a sidewalk.
And in between the buildings?
Gangway. In the suburbs, they call them breezeways.
Okay. And the place where the hay is stored in the barn?
Hayloft.
And the a pile of hay outside is called a what?
Pile of hay.
Okay. And a smaller one. Do you have a name for a smaller collection of hay?
Haystack.
And of a shelter for cows?
Barn.
And a shelter for hogs?
Pig pen. I don't know if it's a shelter.
Okay. And how about a room or building where milk and cream are kept and made into cheese and butter?